The Kudzu Chronicles, Oxford, Mississippi. 1. Kudzu sallies into the gully like a man pulling up a chair to a table where a woman was happily dining alone. Kudzu sees a field of cotton, wants to be its better half. Pities the red clay, leaps across the color wheel to tourniquet. Sees every glass half full, pours itself in, then over the brim. Scribbles in every margin with its green highlighter. Is begging to be measured. Is pleased to make acquaintance with your garden, which it is pleased to name Place Where I Am Not Yet. Breeds its own welcome mat. 2. Why fret if all it wants is to lay one heart-shaped palm on your sleeping back? Why fright when the ice machine dumps its armload of diamonds? Three, the Japanese who brought the kudzu here in 1876 didn't bring its natural enemies, those hungry beasties sharpening their knives. And that's why kudzu grows best, so far from the land of its birth. As do I, belated cutting, here without my blights, without my pests, without the houses or the histories or the headstones of my kin. Here, a blank slate in this adopted cemetery, which feels a bit like progress, a bit like cowardice. Kudzu quickly aped the vernacular. Most folks assume it's native. Thus, it's my blend-in mentor. Big brother waltzing in a chlorophyll suit, amethyst cufflinks. When I first moved down south, I spent a year one afternoon with a sad sack doyenne in Mobile and her photos of Paris, interesting only because of her hats, ostrich feathers, ermine trim, and pearl hatpins. Oh no, I never wear them now. They're in the attic full of moss. Wish I could get rid of them, she said. When I asked. And I, green enough, Yankee enough, to believe this, said I'd like them. And wherever I went after that, the Spanish moss wagged its beards at me, repeating her judgment, pushy. That took a year to stop smarting. Hey, lady, where I'm from, they called me exuberant. 4. I asked a neighbor early on if there was a way to get rid of it. Well, he said over the kudzu fence, I suppose if you sprayed it with whiskey, maybe the Baptist would eat it. Then, chuckling, he turned and walked back inside his house. 5. September 9 and still so ripe. The bread molds overnight. The mushrooms pop up like periscopes. Tree limbs wear hairnets, really the frothy nests of worms. The men have athlete's foot, the women yeast infection. And even on Country Club Drive, they can't keep the mold off their cathedral ceilings. 6. Isn't it rather a privilege to live so close to the cemetery that the dead can send us greetings, that the storm can blow bouquets from the graves to my front yard? Yes, the long spring here is beautiful. Dusk brings its platter of rain to the potluck, and the centipede grass is glad and claps its thousand legs. Oh, once last May I flung open my door to the rain-wrung, spit-shined world, and there it was on my welcome mat, red plastic carnations spelling MOM. 7. Odor of sweat, sweet rot, and roadkill. I run past the slope of kudzu, all through the bitch lap of August. Run past the defrocked and wheelless police car. Kudzu driving, kudzu shotgun, kudzu cuffed and back. Run past these buzzards so often they no longer look up, tucking black silk napkins beneath their bald black necks. Sweat, rot, and roadkill. And yet, the purple scent of kudzu blossoms. After a while, other perfumes smell too simple or too sweet. After a while, running these country roads, one small woman in white, headphones trapping the steel wail of the pedal guitar, one forgets the kudzu's avalanche, and that's when it makes its snatch. Turn your head to catch. Then it holds its hands behind its back, whistling. Juan Carlos Garcia, R.I.P., is painted on the road. If you need to dump a body, do it here. 8. Nothing can go wrong on a day like this. At the county fair with my friends and their kids, and we're all kids wherever there's a 500-pound pumpkin, a squash resembling Jay Leno, fried Twinkies and Oreos, kudzu tea, kudzu blossom jelly, kudzu vine reeds, 4-H club heifers and a newborn goat which peed like a toad when I lifted it. We're all kids drinking lemonade spiked with vodka, strolling between the rackety wooden cabins, waving our fans, jez burn for corner, stapled on a tongue depressor, then milling around the bandstand, where every third kid in the talent show sings God Bless America, where the governor kisses babies, where later the high school reunion band makes everyone boogie from shared nostalgia and bourbon, and where, why not, I'm dancing in front of the speakers and let the bassist pull me on stage, where, why not, I dance like I do for my bedroom mirror. Behold, I am a rock star. I cross my wrists over my shirt front, grab a fist of hem in each hand, gesture like I would shuck it off over my head just to watch my fans go wild. I love Mississippi. Later I tell D and A about it, and they say, Neshoba County Fairgrounds. Wasn't that where the bodies of the civil rights activists were dumped? Like the kudzu, I'd stroll away, whistling, hands behind my back, like on a day when nothing, nothing can go wrong. 9. When I look back on Illinois, I see our little house on the prairie, the bubble in the level. I see tyrannical horizon, each solitary human pinned against the sky, less like a Spanish exclamation mark than a lowercase I. One had perspective enough to see the ways one's life was botched. When I look back, it is always winter. Forehead cold against bedroom window. Below me, the neighbor's shredding trampoline, offering its supplicant eyeful of snow month after month after month to the heedless white carapace of sky. It was either the winter of my father's slow drowning in liquids clear like water, but fermented from the dumb skulls of vegetables, potatoes, hops, and corn. Or it was the winter deep inside my body, where my baby died by drowning in liquids clear like water, cut with blood. For weeks I walked a tomb, a walking tomb. In the heartland, I remember, it was always winter. And if spring came at all, it came like a crash of guests, arriving so late. We changed into pajamas, thrown the wilted party food away. The western wind we'd waited for hurled an oak limb like a javelin through the black eye of the trampoline. It's not fair, my mother claims, to blame a state simply because each morning sorrow patronized my kitchen and stood behind my bar stool, running her bone-cold fingers through my hair. But Mama, sorrow hasn't managed to track me here. Strict, honest Illinois, no more. Let me grow misty in mindless Mississippi, a name that children chant between numbers to measure out their seconds. Ironic in this state, that's rotten at keeping time, where, as Faulkner wrote, the past is never dead. It's not even past. 10. Is that why we fuck so much? Because we're so hot to the touch? It's too hot to think, too hot for the paper your fingers sweat through. We're deep in the dog days, so why not take off early from work? Why not take off the this and the that? What's a little more sweat from a bottle of Bass? What's a little more sweat from his hand on your ass? Why not stop, drop, and roll? Why not climb up on top? What a view of the moon. What a nice little pop. Arf, 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 aroo. 11. Am I not a Southern rider now? Have I not walked to the giant plot the kudzu wants but is denied? Have I not paused to read the brass historical marker? Have I not marked the 20 paces eastward with solemn feet, enjoying my solemnity? Have I not trod lightly on those who lay sleeping? Have I not climbed the 3 steps to the Faulkner plot, raised as a throne is raised? Have I not seen his stone, the U he added to sound British, affecting a limp when he returned from a war where he saw no action, count no count, making his butler answer the door to creditors he couldn't pay, offering to send an autographed book to pay his bill at Nelson's department store because it will be worth a damn sight more than my autograph on a check? Have I not also been ridiculous? Have I not also played at riches? Have I not assumed the earth owed me more than it gave, especially now that he lies beneath it, under this sod blanket, this comforter, in the cedar-bemused cemetery of his own describing? Have I not stooped beside his gravestone and sunk my best pen into the red dirt, leaving it there to bloom with the others, beside the pennies, the scraps of lyrics, the corn cobs and bourbon bottles, because we often dress our supplications so they masquerade as gifts? Have I not suspected Faulkner would scoff at this, at all of this? But have I not felt encradled? 12. Common names include mile a minute vine, foot a night vine, cuss you vine, drop it and run vine, covering 7 million acres and counting. Like the noble peanut, a legume, but unlike the noble peanut, forced into guerrilla warfare. 1945, U.S. government stops subsidizing kudzu clubs. 1953, government stops advocating the farming of kudzu. 1960, research shifts from propagation to eradication. 1972, Congress declares a weed. 1980, research proves certain herbicides actually cause kudzu to grow faster. 1997, Congress declares a noxious weed. Oh, you can hoe it out of your garden, of course. But listen, isn't that your phone? Take heed, blithe surgeon, resting your hoe in the snake-headed leaves and walking inside. The leaves disengage their jawbones, cough once to choke the hoe halfway down, cough twice, and it was never there. 13. When I die here, for I sense this, I'll die in Mississippi, state with the sing-songiest name I remember at 5 learning to spell. When I die here, my singular stone will stand alone among the Faulkners and the Faulkners, the Isoms and the Nelsons, these headstones which fin down hills like schools of fish. I'll be a letter of a foreign font, what the typesetter used to call a bastard. And even when my husband and daughter are dragged down beside me, their shared name won't seem to claim my own, not to any horseman passing by. Listen, kin and stranger, when I go to the field and lie down, let my stone be a native stone. Let the deer come at dusk from the woods behind the church, and let them nibble acorns off my grave. Then let the kudzu blanket me, for I always loved the heat. Let its hands rub out my name, for I always loved affection.